Caress me in the morning for the hope of touch. Stab me now at noontime, for I deserve as much. Lost, fruit of my forebears' labor, I work to make his wheel spin fast. This next is a favorite of mine. Yellow leaves, limpid sky, keen October light, alabaster sycamore, naked, proud, and bright. Let me watch for the evening star again, and hope for the promise of dawn. Let me stand supple and straight again, and laugh with the laughter that's gone. Stark, dark loneliness. Our separate eyes don't even see the same darkness. Embellishments, distinguishments, beautifications, sordid disguise for sordid seating, refinements to channelize and specialize, particularize and justify, hell-bent, scattered groping, sordid seedings. This records my return to the Lawrenceville class reunion in 1957, which was the 25th, I believe, 25th after graduating from there. Choked and frightened, I almost didn't come, but the lure was there. Old friends, here they are, unchanged. The masters who remain, of course, they are the same. More gray, but unaged. Younger yet, less stiff, less far. The buildings then, the rooms, the haunts, admit it, all the same. No feared hurt or loss, a barb, a diminution, to a quarter century's dreams, but lacking. Where's the lure? What do I look for on this remembered trail? A small boy, sober, lonely, and afraid. He's grown and gone, beyond my friendly hand. Time to time, there's some little monographs to friends whom I have loved. This one is to EPVZ, a spirit touching all with patient love and whimsy, leaving phosphorescence as he goes. This is TED. Figured agate, lightly mooned by striking glass. And this is EED. Razor, gapped but undulled, victim of his own alloy. This is AT. Synchronized, direct, pulsed to power, a great heart aimed. And This is CAJ. Granite stone launched true from a good sling. The feathered touch of spirit of a bird against the sky is a gentle, sudden answer to a labored why. Life is secret, keenest in the futile wish to share. Only a bright star seen afar breaks the crust of loneliness. And this is to JBT. You are my distinction. Greater men are lesser, standing taller, but less bright than I, standing in your light. God gave me my child's forgiveness. Who gave my anger? Wonder and longing draw my harrow, and you have set them loping. Autumn fields find flower, and leaves turn golden in your light. My daughter Catherine looks to shiny things. Her blue eyes find them in a cluttered room. She will soon learn to walk, and maybe then to talk of what she sees. When she does, I hope she still likes shiny things and will find them in the clutter still. This is written about a little insect print that I found in an antique bookstore. Turn around and it's Christmas again. Time to go deeper in debt. Time to wassail. Give Yuletide joy and be glad for whatever you get. But let's from the start be on record. In spite of what anyone thinks, one thing I don't want for Christmas is a blinking, bloody-tailed sphinx. This could not be if something had not been. Without knowing what can be, this will not come again. Stand boyish, saying goodbye, tender or kind. Athena's eyes under languid lash, speaking mysteries, fanning fire in ash. One thing is certain, though of ways there is no dearth, it's very dearly come by, this 12 square feet of earth. Give me now this shining day apart, October moist and bright, dry and cool, blue and gold. Give me now this shining day apart. Apart from others like it now, dressed in smoke, a soft wool, or tender hands. Give me now this shining day apart, apart from vanquished summer, and the challenge of frost to come. Give me now this shining day apart, pure and light, a thing itself, a sapphire in my hand to hold and keep. When we fail as humans, we set ourselves up as gods. Waging windless war within unwindowed walls, wonder then when man knows peace, who wars with himself without surcease. Home is a woman, and man is the lonely world. The sun shines into a window, briefly warms the floor, then sets beyond the tree line and warms the floor no more. I know today that I will never paint our silver water tower in the evening light against the winter sky. Poems live apart from purpose. Come drink with me in sadness for my friends who died in the flower of promise. Come drink with me in sadness for my friends, my brave, my living friends, who have not run away. Drink to the unloved ones who burn their garland bull to God's insensate. Drink to those who rule in strength and wisdom, pygmies. Drink for those deferent who have stepped aside for flabby spawn. Drink to them who builded empires strong, fulfilling needs and opening ways to doing, making men, and have envy for a harvest. Drink to in sadness for my friends who saw and ran, who chased the evening star, the bird against the sky, the touched and flush of fluttered flesh, lonely now without a lie, varicose and mendicant, uncharming, unsubstantial, pursuing still unconvincing dreams. Come drink with me in sadness for my friends. Drink at my hearth, then fall in bed to sleep and wake. Sleep again. Bird against the sky, bird against the sky. All my dreams of other are a bird against the sky. I saw in a magazine years ago when this was written, a Greek golden bowl that had just been discovered, beautifully chased. Golden bowl dug from long ago, graven to refer, not tell, to trip the cord of sudden knowing and to see imprisoned light, to make clear sport of moons and jets and formulate for all the harm that men can do. Wonder is old, and wonder is new. My father died as naked as the day he came. He squandered youth and talent, strength and treasure, spawn and kin. Then at last his friends. He died naked as the day he came. It's another one of the little monographs. It's titled L.W. Single string drawn tight in perfect pitch, vibrant to a single chord. Moated castles lie on plains, their walls and battlements repelling all except a bard. No crow knows cold, lost hope, cold snow, like you, old soak. No door open before opens more, cold, cold, old dreams grow cold, bloat, grow remote, no snow, who knows more, abode, what's in store. Forego doom for old soaks. They bleed. You're some fancied thing, gossamer, seen in a wishing eye when the light was so. Houses, shells, more sure than flesh to draw the shape of men who lived there, telling in your lighted panes, your slopes and plains, or your dark, deserted eyes, of the hum of hopes, moment by moment, in a million moves, pursued within your walls. Vibrant to the hum, you sing the image after the voice is gone. Thwart hope, frustrate desire, leave anger. The red buds are purple pink puffs in the new spring woods, feathery bursts that come to life and bring with them to life the year. Poor woman who cannot stir to woman's touch, who cannot know a man's disquiet, to see a dappled cheek, a turn of thigh, a thrown lock. O woman, how I love thee much. Who can write a rhyme of war who lives? Who can write of death but he who gives? God Be to us who did not die, forgiving, and give us to pardon you for leaving us with living. That has to be the war, and so does this one, sort of. Yesterday, aerial bursts like puffs of cloud filled my skies. Today, in peace, in spring, as evening fell, clouds like bursts without report adorned my skies and made me quick again. Sunlight on the water tank, beacon of morning bright, substance in infinity, pristine, silver white. Words go marching, run and dance, paint or tell. They fly and sing when they fix light, unique and bright. On a leaf, a wing. I'll read that one over and just let it be there. Words go marching, run and dance, paint or tell. They fly and sing when they fix light, unique and bright. On a leaf, a wing. It's another thumbnail. It's to KPT, fragile little friend, lately come among us, God's twinkling joke to teach us prayer and laughter. Why mourn the sleeping dead? Mourn instead the living. They can taste our salty tears through all the years they're giving. A wonder man's eye to find a maiden and a blossom bursting beautiful, flesh and flower, inviting pollen. Proud white leggin on a clump of winter rye, catching all the light from a bleak gray sky. Modeled to perfection in feathers as in stone, shaped in subtle substance, bright as bone. Lacking guile of craft, prevail nonetheless, and light a winter day in your white chalk dress. Art is a paper bird, folded, sailed, and caught. Without the folder, sailor, catcher, the paper bird is naught. My cottonwood is a Chinese toy that flutters against the sky. Its paper leaves rustle in childish joy, like a dragon passing by. Feathery puffs of orchid, then green, red bud and first leaf, mark spring, waken hope, and vanish. Elizabeth, female king, flowed windingly to greatness as a broad river flows to sea. Color and line, light and form, have a meaning transcending norm. A chimney swift at sunset sails and swiftly darts across my sky. He's half a work of art. The other half is my eye. Thank you. chimney swift, swift against the sky, nimble, thrifty motion, consume it in my eye. Puffs of powdery pink paint pastel patterns in my woods. These passing days of spring are more goodly than my worldly goods. Yesterday the trees were bare. Today they are solid in leaf. So will it be tomorrow with today's bleak grief. After all the Hitlers and Stalins, the Lynches and Quislings are dead. After the haters have unleashed the pent power of suns against life, I have an idea there still will be a seed in my garden that will sprout. Could lives be summers so that gardens without bloom may have another season? King David, God's man, all man, all men, singer to the skies, mighty in the knowledge of God, struck down in pride, raised up in shame. Friend David, strong at my side, and the voices cease. How big a little word from you, how freshing, how fair. Like on a smothered morning, a zephyr in your hair. Beauty on a woman's thigh is a passing thing. More beauty than a heart can sing for being born to die. Majestic thunderheads puff and strut across my summer skies. High priests of turbulence, hiding bolts of roaring fire in their auburn robes. The South is a climate and a set of beliefs, mostly wrong, like that the earth is flat and turns the sun around us. Nursed by legends of valor and defeat, consoling us in meanness and despair. Come you mourners to my grave, seedling volunteers saved from my compost. A garter snake caught and freed again, an old house reprieved. Come you mourners to my grave, who gave to me and gave again, then forgave my every sin against you.